You know how a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down? Well, at their last meeting, the assembly took that very approach to raising property taxes. They directed the city to draft a package deal. The medicine? A budget-driven mill rate that raised the cap from 6 mills to up to 12 mills. And the sugar? Eliminating the sales tax on groceries, funding the school district to 95% of the cap within 4 years, and offering a property tax exemption for residential homeowners of up to $50,000. So, did it work? I'll let Assemblymember Bob Petruski, quoting one of the many emails he received, tell you.
You know, one of them started, thank you very much for all the work that you do on the assembly. And the next line was all caps, multiple exclamation points. Are you insane?
Other assembly members and city staff got emails more strongly worded than that. Citizen feedback, a blend of criticism and concern. Five Sickens offered their comments to the assembly directly. Here's Aline Henning.
Whether you cook a frog slowly or drop it in boiling water, it will still be cooked at the end. If our taxes must go up, I would suggest doing it in a way it doesn't cause property owners to have to sell.
Henning served on the Citizens Task Force, whose grand bargain proposal directly inspired the Assembly's proposal. But Henning's suggestion on Tuesday night was to keep the mill rate fixed, not, as Assessor Wendy Lawrence had previously suggested, budget-driven.
If the ballot measure were to read simply and without confusion, raise the millage rate by 1 mill, and the people would maintain the power of a vote for any additional changes. That would be much more acceptable to the public and helpful to the city.
Joe Metter, who was a tax auditor for 10 years in Florida, said that property taxes should increase in Sitka, but the mill bump has to be small in order to pass.
If you're going to get the citizens to bite this and have me vote on it, it's going to have to be written properly. No strings. It's actually going to benefit the city and the citizens because the citizens make the city.
So the assembly went back to the drawing board. Assemblyman Steven Eisenbeiss, Bob Petruski, and Tristan Gavon met with city staff last week to talk about reframing the property tax question for voters in a way that gets everyone on the same page. Gavon has been asking himself three questions.
What is needed? What would I personally vote for? And what do I think has a chance of passing? You know, those three factors have really kind of run through my head and work as a community to ensure that, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, our children are going to have the same Sitka that we get to experience and we get to have.
And for that, Sitka needs money badly. A whole $2.5 million to close the budget gap for next year. To make ends meet this year, the city slashed $1 million from the operating budget and cut 6 positions. The library is closed on Sundays, the fire department is smaller. City Administrator Mark Gorman could reduce spending further, but the question is whether Sickens could live with those changes.
The emails haven't stopped flying in terms of dissatisfaction in our citizens, in terms of reductions that they've seen and felt. I was accused just the other day of my legacy at City Hall will be reducing the quality of life for Sitkins. And I know the assembly members have received emails like that too.
Just this week, Gorman's staff talked about whether Jeff Davis Street should be turned to gravel. With more cuts to come, he likened the situation to keeping the wheels on the bus partially inflated. And the assembly is putting their faith in property tax increases as the main source of error. After some discussion, they settled on a rate increase of 2 mills. 2 mills. And for Assemblyman Matthew Hunter, the ballot language stating that needs to be as clear as possible.
Raise the cap to 8 mills is a 2 mill raise. That's the ballot question. Any ordinances or any other stuff we want to pass contingent on that ballot measure can happen at any time.
That includes removing that sales tax on groceries. The assembly also discarded the homestead exemption idea in favor of subsidizing the electric fund. Otherwise, unless there's a brutally cold winter, rates could increase by up to 19% next year. Here's Assemblyman Steven Eisenbeiss.
I believe that a 15 to 20% increase in our electrical rates is going to be a lot more damaging to lower income families than a 6% sales tax on groceries.
Now, the assembly didn't decide which tax break was better, groceries or electric rates, so directed the city to draft an ordinance of both. Keep in mind, either of these would be contingent on voters successfully passing the property tax increase. The Assembly will review these documents and take comment during a special meeting next Tuesday, August 2nd at 6 o'clock. The location has yet to be determined. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.